Hey there, budget besties. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of finance stories that feel like you're sitting down with your best friend, your budget bestie, over coffee.
Yeah. And imagine, guys, selling a vehicle and trying to figure out the best use of that money. Like, we are talking about real life stories and situations that we have talked to with our clients, and we know that they're going to resonate with you.
Yeah. And picture finally making a huge financial decision after months of going back and forth. And finally having peace and a plan.
Yeah, from one client's tears of relief over non-judgmental support, because that's what we're all about, guys, to another finding peace and a simpler lifestyle. These stories are all about, like I said, real people making real life changes.
So cozy up, grab your favorite cup of whatever it is that you love to drink, and let's uncover some secrets to not just managing your money, but loving your life through the process as well.
Yeah, so here's to making financial wisdom feel just as comfy as your favorite sweater.
Let's go.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together, or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
If you've not seen our budget template before, you guys have got to get it. It's so pretty. It's so simple. We keep hearing it over and over again. It has literally changed our lives. We are so thankful for it. Thank you for bringing my husband in on the conversation and a template that we can both use together and not only plan for today, but plan for tomorrow and 5-10 years from now.
Yeah, that's the feedback we're getting from people that are buying it. And it's just better. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I just started with a client. Her story is awesome. Someday she'll hopefully come on if she's willing. I love her. Her dad helped her with someone else's budget. I'm not going to say what company or anything like that. And I was looking at it with her. I was like, this is so confusing. No wonder you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. No wonder you don't want to do it.
And no wonder you can't do it.
There's like, you just keep scrolling and things are broken up in ways that like don't make sense. So we teach your bills come out of the bills account and your spending comes out of other. And that's what's in our budget template. This template puts your groceries and underneath, so you have all of these needs in once, but it's so long and there's so many empty categories versus ours is only going to put on the budget what you pay for, what you're budgeting for. So it's just so much better. And that's just that one. And then, oh my gosh, he signed her up for Quicken so that she could do her regular budget. And I was like,
more programs.
You don't need that. You don't need that, girl. Look, here it is, one page. This is what you're going to do for February. This next time we'll make up March. And that's all you have to do. You're going to set it up automatically. It's going to make it better. That's what we're talking about with this budget template. That's why you should get it.
Yeah. And it's, again, like Shayna said, everything is on one page. It was really important for us when we spoke to our designer. If you wanted to print it, you could print it on one page. And there are not a lot of budgets out there. Again, we searched high and low for a budget to use within our company. We couldn't find one. So we made our own.
Yeah.
Go over to myidealbalance.com/budget and check it out.
Yeah. And I just want to reiterate, there's only what you want to budget for in it, which was what makes it more simple. You don't have all of these categories and all of these confusing things. And it's actually just one page. It's pretty. It's simple. And if it's only one page, it can only take you so long to fill it out. That's the mental hack right there. So we helped. Okay. All right. So let's dive in with one of our clients. They're rock stars. I just love them so much. They actually just all paid off a credit card that was, what is it? Five numbers. They just did that.
Five digits long.
Five this week they did that. So that was really great. But this other session that was memorable was she had $1,000 extra. So how many of you go through your budget month and there is $0 and you're actually trying to find money by the end of the month or even in the middle of the month, once the bills are paid, you're like, there's still so much month to get through and I have negative dollars.
Right.
But they had $1,000 extra and they kept the extra. And it was so funny because they went from excessive spending. When they did their 3-month reviews, she was just mortified. They were excessively spending to now somebody needed to go get something after basketball or whatever. And she's like, we had a free Jersey Mike coupon. So that's all we bought when we shared the sandwich or whatever. So they went from like excessive spending and buying to like, how frugal can we be? And let me tell you, she, now that she's on a budget, she realized that there was one of her billers that were charging her $55 to do it electronically or with a card. And if she used a bank account, they would charge her a dollar. She's done sold, but it was her insurance, actually. She said, before, I didn't have all the money and I didn't know what, I didn't have it in my bank.
Yeah.
I had to use a credit card because I wasn't sure how I was going to afford it. So it was really great for her to be able to do that.
So we teach that. We teach use ACH as much as possible because you will get discounts. But a lot of people, one, they don't know. They don't know what you don't know or what people don't tell them.
Yeah.
And this other idea of, I don't know if I can afford it, so I use a credit card. And we see that a lot. We see a lot of our clients, they put all their bills on a credit card because it's a safe, it's like a safeguarding on the money that they need for gas and groceries and stuff. All it's been taking is for us to say, let's look at all the money you have coming in versus everything going out. And we're going to show you that you can actually afford this. And I think once they do that step, they're like,
oh,
I can take it off my credit card.
Yeah.
But they're just, they don't trust themselves yet.
And again, if you get the budget template, you'll be able to put it all on one page as well and see for you if that's possible. And I do want to say, like Vanessa said, going on automatic payments will save you money with a lot of your billers anyway. But then, so that's step one. And then get paperless statements or whatever. And then a lot of them also, you might get a discount for ACH, but also you might not have to pay a fee.
You're just saving money.
Yeah. So there's more money for you to keep. So the other thing that, you know, happened in this session that was really interesting was she was talking about how they make a lot of money. They're doing a great job, but they have a lot of credit card debt. And for her, that felt like something she should be ashamed about. So she was just getting teary. Thank you for not judging us. Thank you for making us feel like just not judging us, whatever. And I thought, or now I'm thinking, how much of that was she just holding like this self-judgment? Because I am never going to judge you. Like, look, you don't need to see my credit card past history. I already told you when I had my, what is it?
Your debt consolidation.
Yeah, debt consolidation.
For like $3,000.
Yes, for all that money I owe, right? There is zero reason or zero potential that I would judge you. But what I think is she was mostly carrying around that shame, like on her shoulders, keeping her down. And that bums me out. If you get nothing else away from this, take nothing else away from this podcast, just let that go. There is no reason to feel, to shame yourself. That's going to make you keep making the same mistakes because you feel too bad. So take that and just put it into motivation instead. Don't feel bad. Don't shame yourself for any of the mistakes that you did before and what you didn't know. And let's look forward.
And we actually hear that a lot. We have a lot of like wives who come to us and I haven't told my husband. how much debt I'm actually in. But once they do, once we convince them that, hey, let's have this conversation, let's be 100% open and transparent, you're at rock bottom already. The only thing that can happen here is that you go up, and it does. Every single time, their communication strengthens, their relationship strengthens, their finances get better. It's just a good idea to just release that shame that you have and just say, okay, this is where I'm at, and I know I'm going to get better from this point on.
And I think in order to do that, you do have to rip the Band-Aid. So you need to confront everything, but just rip it and be done with it. I think you mentioned on a podcast recently, if you have to fight with your spouse about money, you just get that conversation, that first conversation. It's going to be ugly. It's good. Let's just get it over with, and then let's move on. Like, because maybe that's going to have to happen. Get that part over with, and let's move on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So I have a client, a lovely couple. They're just amazing and they're so sweet. We were both crying on our last session. So I was listening to her story. I've been coaching them for a couple months and he is a lawyer. He owns his own company, very successful, but also there was debt, right? So when you start your own company, we hear a lot of people, I had to do this and I had to start this and I had to buy this. And it just racks up. And then if you're not able to fund your home lifestyle the way that you want, you end up using debt for other things. So they had debt not only on the business side, but also on the personal side. So for a long time, he's felt this weight of not feeling successful because he doesn't think his business can support his family. His wife worked. She was very successful, but now they have 3 kids. So she is home with them and they're all little. And he doesn't want her to go back to work, but she feels like she has to go back to work. It's this big thing. Plus his family, he comes from a family that's very competitive. and they're all always trying to one-up each other. Not in a bad way, but that's just how they were brought up. They're boys, and they would all go on these lavish vacations, and they would all go, and even though they couldn't, it was all on a credit card.
Yeah.
And so, and his parents were very successful. So there was this expectation to do things and live a certain lifestyle. And the reality is that's not actually who they are internally, like after working with them for a couple months, and they're tired of putting up that persona. So anyways, after talking to them, I did not tell them that they had to sell their house. Whatever decision they wanted to make, I was 100% on board. But it came down to them saying, we want to sell our house. Mm-hmm. And so they finally, the minute they made that decision, and that's what I told them. I said, listen, the reason why you guys are feeling like you're in turmoil is because you haven't made a decision. Mm-hmm. The indecisiveness of what's going on, the back and forth. Should we do this? Should we do this? There's 10 different ways that you can handle something, but you just need to pick one and go for it.
Yeah.
And so they decided that they did not want to live in the house that they were in, that it is literally sucking the life out of them. And so they wanted to move. So they put their house up for sale. The second they put it up for sale, they got a cash offer for it for exactly the amount that she wanted, that she had been praying about. And then they found a house, a townhouse, that they're going to move into. It is smaller, but she is, and it's everything that they wanted. They're going to be able to pay off all of their debt except one credit card.
That's so amazing.
It's not, it's, I think the balance only is going to be like $10,000 left. And anyways, they can afford it. Smaller lifestyle. His family is having a really hard time with this transition. I told them the hardest part of all this is going to be when you go to talk to your family. And it has been. They are so at peace. And she said the minute they decided to make this decision to sell their house, again, don't take out of this like, I have to sell my house. It is the idea or the fact that they made a decision that they are so at peace right now. So once they decided on something to do something different, they know it's the right path. Like they can just feel it. They can see it. We've laid it out, like what the next couple of months are going to look like for them, what the next 6 year mark is going to look like. And so anyways, it was just so good to hear her be so happy about everything. And of course, she said at the end of the session, you've changed our lives. And I'm like, you're doing all the hard work. I am just asking the hard questions and I'm guiding you and leading you. But I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's exciting to get the update because we've heard about them making that decision before. And it's really great that God came through with that exactly like God does. That's so cool. But what I heard this time differently that I didn't hear is they were still trying to live the lifestyle of her working. And they didn't have that adjustment that when she decided to step back and stay at home to raise the family, that their income changed, therefore your lifestyle has to change. And that is a bummer, but it's definitely a thing. And I can 100% relate, and know you can, to when we went from a 2-income family to a 1. And things were already, we were already spending a lot of money. And so then things really got, I remember it was one of our favorite stories is, no, it's not a favorite story. It's one of my least favorite stories. Let me rephrase that. So it was after I got out of the Air Force and we had a new baby. We moved across the country to Alaska, and we had 1 income. And then my husband got to go TDY. Isn't that great?
Leave you all alone with your new baby.
To leave me all alone when I knew nobody. It was winter. It was Alaska. And he went to Hawaii, which was
rude. Oh, no.
So rude. And I think we scrambled together $100 whole. $100 whole for him to be able to go to Hawaii and he could do one thing. He couldn't go do anything else, but he had $100 to do one thing. And it was really funny. But anyway, that was just the adjustment that it was very eye-opening. Like we don't have the dollars to do things and we were obviously using debt. So anyway, I just get that. But you just have to, the takeaway there would be, let's figure out that sometimes life, the change that we make, the decision, we talked about that before too. Yeah. The decisions we're making have repercussions, which is great because they're good decisions. We just have to follow it all the way through. It's not just half. We're not all done once we decided that. What are the implications if we take a different job that pays more? You're going to have to make those implications. Okay, I may not see you as much, or we might have to move. There's more domino effects to these decisions that we have to put into our budget, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think too, another takeaway from this is the idea of knowing what you want and knowing who you are. It's really hard for them to have this conversation with their family because there's a lot of judgment. And you may be living in that same situation. You may be going on vacations, buying boats, buying CDs, getting all this stuff because that's what everyone else around you is doing, thinking that you have to live up to that. But you don't. If you really decide that is not who I am, I can't afford this stuff, and it's okay to tell people no, you will be at peace. And I know for sure that you will find it.
Yeah. And I just think we've talked about this before too, but the forward momentum and the memorable moment for the entire family that this is going to be, and they're all in it together. They all are part of it. They're like working as a team. They're the hero of their own story.
Yeah.
that is going to last and fill them up so much and last so much longer than whoever doesn't approve of their decision or whoever wants to judge them about that.
Yeah.
All right. So how about another little quick lesson? So we had a client who they sold a third vehicle. So when they came to me, they don't have a mortgage and they didn't have any vehicle debt, or at least they had one more payment in their vehicle to send, which is really cool. Everything else was super tight. So you can imagine if it's super tight and you don't have a mortgage and car payments. So fortunately, they had an extra truck that they didn't need, so they were able to sell it. And how exciting was it that they found out that they had back taxes due right around that time? It's not fun. It's annoying. It's annoying. But what I told her is, you got this payday. It was a car. They got basically what he wanted to get for the truck, $4,000 or whatever it was, which is great. I thought that was a lot more than they originally said they thought they were going to get.
Yeah.
So they had enough to pay these back taxes plus. And I said, it's God's timing. That's the way I'm looking at it. Like, this bill was coming due and you had no other way to pay it until this car sold. And it was just a great story of how it sold. And so then they were able to do that. And then they were able to pay off some other stuff and just pay off a debt and set aside money. So it was really great. It was a great situation. But we just want you to know that when you're trying to do a good job, these are the things that are going to come up. And it doesn't mean that you're not doing a good job. It just means, now I didn't use debt to pay for these things, or I didn't have to start making payments to them or whatever because I had the money. And you should be excited and proud of that because it does matter.
Yes. And I think it's a good reminder. And I actually just talked about this with somebody yesterday on a call. When you start something and you're like, you make a decision to say, I'm going to start this program, this Bible study, this financial journey, whatever it is, something is going to happen that is going to try to hold you back. Mm-hmm. But just remember, get over that one little hump. And Shana said, this new situation that just arose, you may not be putting it on debt for the first time. Mm-hmm. As in the past, you would have put it on a credit card or you'd have borrowed the money from somebody or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, yes, the situation happened, but now you're paying cash for it. Maybe you're not putting so much on debt that you wanted to that month because you had planned on it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's still a win because now you're able to pay cash for it.
Absolutely. And then one quick other thing with this client. So with everybody, and if you get our signature budget template, we're going to train you on how to set up a bills account as well. But with everybody, we tell you, we want you to set up a bills account. With these people in particular, sometimes we can put a buffer in there. Sometimes we can get a pay a check ahead. They're not there yet. They're just not there yet. So
sometimes it comes down to the dollar.
Yes. And at this point, so we had some spending coming out of the bills account, which has been something ongoing that we're working on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was a really nice way that you said that.
Isn't it? We left the session. I said, you have $1,750 in your bills account and you have $1,731 that are in bills that are about to come out. You have a $19 buffer. Mm-hmm. There can be no spending. And we had to have this very serious conversation because it's a different way of thinking it. Mm-hmm. You think that you can just spend or whatever, everything will be fine, or I'll just get another paycheck and it'll cover it. No, we have a very specific plan. Mm-hmm. That's why you have a spending account. That's why you have grocery money over here. You have savings over there. You have everything else. Not spending out of the bills account is so important. And if you are setting up a bills account, if you're doing what we're saying, you need to make sure you delete any way at all to spend out of there. Every single possibility from Amazon, from anything, delete them. Okay.
I love how you said that because I just had a session with a client and she's like, we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, because when we know that bills aren't due for another week or so, we'll use that money and then we'll quote unquote, we're going to put it back. I'm like, no, you're not going to put it back. Things are going to bounce. And it's the same concept when we talk about saving for things ahead of time. So it's, I don't need to start saving for cheer that's in Christmas or whatever. Pick it, birthday, vacation. I don't need to start saving for that because that's in 6 months. But when that time comes and you need the money, you're going to put it on credit because you don't have the money. You're in the situation that you're in now because you have not planned ahead before. Mm-hmm. You have not gotten to the point where you're putting the right amount in bills to cover all the bills. You're saving for the birthday. You're saving for Christmas. You're saving for volleyball next season that we're so excited about. If you can start saving for that stuff now and not touch it and be disciplined enough to say, when that time comes, if I don't have the money there, I am going to be messed up and I'm going to be in a bad situation because I was not disciplined to say no now.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. So my last story that I have is a wonderful lady. She has been working really hard at her budget and she makes good money. She's a teacher And she just did not see how much money she was making because it was going out as fast as it was coming in. And she didn't trust herself with money. So she had some money going over here, some money going over there. And then she'd borrow it because she needed it. It was just a mess. And so now we've consolidated everything. It's all coming into the billed account. And so she can see it all as a whole. Mm. They were in such a bad place that their mortgage ended up at a collection agency and it's still there. They ended up having to take out a second mortgage of their house. This was years ago. So that they hadn't paid on. They received letters about paying it back and they just stuck their head in the sand and didn't want to see it, didn't want to know about it, didn't want anything to do with it. And after a couple months of coaching, I finally said, you need to pull that letter out and we're going to read it together. Mm-hmm. So we read the letter together, saw the options. I made her call them, have a conversation. And now they're paying off the second mortgage while paying off debt, while saving $2,100 a month for her summer pay because she's a teacher. She doesn't get paid 12 months out of the year. And she's saving for weddings and vacations and
graduations
that are coming up. Like, she is saving. And now, this is where Dave Ramsey and we disagree. She has some things coming up that she has to pay for. Could she put $2,100 immediately towards debt every month and probably pay off that last? She's got one credit card left. Next month, sure, she can, but we can't because she has some things that she has to pay for that are non-negotiable, like a wedding and graduation and stuff. So we're adjusting her. Again, everyone's situation is a little different. So right now, this is what she's doing. And she feels so good about it because all that money going into those savings buckets and they're all labeled, they're automatic. And so as soon as her paycheck drops, the money is going into those accounts and she can pull them up and see that she knows that she's going to be able to make it for her daughter's wedding because she's saving for it.
Right? Yeah. And that's such a blessing to be able to do that as a parent. And where we do differ from Dave is he would say you have to feed yourself first and then they are next. But Vanessa and her have found a way to go in the middle and still make sure she's okay, make sure her bills are being paid, make sure we're making progress on her debt, but also be able to do the things that blesses her mom heart that she wants to do. Your takeaway is you need to get your life together now because those weddings and graduations are not going to be cheap. We have freshman boys, so we can see, and I have two girls, she has one, so we can see all of that looming.
Oh, yeah.
And there's more to it. College trips, like whatever. So let's go ahead now, as soon as possible, depending on how old your kids are, get your budget going. So you can, if you want to be a blessing as a parent, you can, right? Let's get it going, set it up, start saving. It's time to adult. When your kids are about to graduate, it's really definitely time that you need to adult with your money. So that's the takeaway is let's handle it.
For sure. Yeah. And I love the fact that she's saving $2,100 and she's putting like an extra $400 on debt on top of the minimum payment. So it's not like we're not focusing on debt. We're doing both at the same time because that's what she needs to do. We may have another client that does something different, but like Shana said, we format your budget to your unique situation of what you have going on. They're all very different on purpose, as they should be. If you can get your life together, get your situation narrowed down to what's going on, you can start tackling that stuff now and be prepared.
Absolutely. And speaking of being prepared, so the last little lesson that we want to throw out there is we do have our bill system. We do talk about how that is the best way to do things. But some of you are very anxious about money coming out of your bank without you doing it personally. So there are two kinds of people in the world. There are the people that have a bills account and let their automatic payments come out. And they're just like, I'm not going to waste time. And then there are people like my husband who go in there and pay them on the first every time because he wants to pay and he wants to see all the bills paid and that makes him happy. But either way, they both have a bills account. You're going to be one of those people either way. But this client, we were talking about setting up her automatic transfers or automatic payment for bills. She's like, I don't know. So what we did for her is we got them a paycheck ahead so that she can see the money is definitely in there. It'll keep getting refunded every time. And if you can do that, if you can just be diligent enough in 1 month to get a paycheck ahead, then you always know that you're pre-funded and always you need to know what that number is. So I have different clients that have different amounts. $2,500 is one that one of my clients have. That's their buffer that is always ahead in their bills account. So it might be for you, it might be $500. I just need a little in there and it makes me feel comfortable to get through those first couple bills in the month or whatever. So you can have a buffer in your bills account to make you feel better about setting it up. But like we talked about before, automatic payments are going to save you money. They're going to save you time. You can set up, use our bills spreadsheet that's in the budget template. Use the spreadsheet to make sure you have enough going in there and staying in there. And then you can have peace of mind and be a paycheck ahead. And it's going to be great.
I love how you said if you can be diligent enough to get a paycheck ahead, because that is what we strive for with all of our clients. If you're waiting for the first that first paycheck to come in, mm-hmm. to have any money at all, that is why you feel so anxious mm-hmm. and so stressed. What we're trying to do is get you to pay with the paycheck beforehand, so that way the money is already in there for when those bills come due. And if you can get to that point, I had a sweet client, I graduated her last month, but she couldn't figure it out. Like she couldn't understand what I meant by being a paycheck ahead. And it took 6 months of coaching and finally it like all clicked. And she's, I get it. And I'm like, yes, now you're a paycheck ahead and we're going to make it. So it was just amazing to watch her progress and watch her kind of work through that. But it does click. And once you can figure it out how to do that, guys, it's a game changer.
It is a game changer. And when you get this, the budget template that we have, when you get this whole system in place, it just makes you feel so much peace. It's you feel like a grown up, you feel responsible, you feel like a good steward, you know what your money is doing. And so many times the source of anxiety is not just that I don't know if I have money. It's that I don't know what's happening with money. And that's not good. That's not, especially because you make too much money to be in that situation. You should know exactly where your money is going, exactly why it's going there, because it's important to you for this or that or the other. And that is what's going to make you feel good, secure, peaceful, all of that. So you need to go to the website in which we sell it, which is myidealbalance.com/budget. That's where you need to go.
Yeah, check it out. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at info@myidealbalance.com. Like, we will answer any questions that you have about the template, but it is a game changer. You're going to love it. Check it out. It's pink and teal, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember, your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.